lately. They're hot shot.
Well, let's not compare.
We're not talking about Pearl Jam. We're talking about Cher.
Well, you know
Pearl
what?
Jam changed the face of music.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They copied Nirvana.
Cher changed the face of perms.
But you know what?
Of
Cher.
What?
Perms.
What's that?
Hermaphrodites. I don't know where he was going with that.
She's still viable after like 30-something years.
Yeah, listen how viable this is. Crank it up, psycho.
This has really changed the face of rock.
Well, you know what? If we had somebody with just a brain when they went to get a CD that had got the right stuff.
It says best of!
Yeah, well, you know what? They didn't mean it, though.
Yeah, they didn't mean it.
Really? I mean, my God. I wouldn't be the only person who say, when I'm told to go get the best of Cher, and the CD says best of Cher,
you know,
why would
I
even blink?
You know what? I'm going to bet you $100, and I'm going to put you on the honor system. I'm betting you right now, you picked this up, best of Cher, and you didn't even look what's on it. Did you look what's on it?
No. How would I know?
Did I not give you a list of songs that we wanted you to download?
He did, Corby.
Did I not give you a list of songs? None of them are on there. None of them. Zero. Zilch.
And I felt like Captain Queer going in there in the first place.
You know what?
Because I couldn't find the Cher section.
I'm glad.
And I had to go up front and ask the guy.
I'm glad because with your new little haircut, you do look gay. And I bet they thought you were gay. I'm glad.
And I had to go up in front of a bunch of people.
Yep.
And
they thought you were gay.
Hey, where's the Cher section?
Yep. And I love it because they thought you were gay. You walked out a gay man.
And there was a snicker, you know, and I'm like, God.
Yeah,
and I tried to explain I worked for a radio.
No, you didn't. They thought you were gay, and I love it.
I know.
You're a gay man. Can't you see him, Ron? Go up there.
I just wish you'd have brought back something better than
grab
that.
Grab this. Didn't even look what's on it.
I'm going to give that to you, Greg. I want the best of Cher.
I don't want it.
Put
I don't
it in your jukebox, Greg.
Yeah. Now,
I've already got a Cher in there. The real best of.
Why don't you bring it up?
Because it's at home.
Now, why? There's six women, one of you. Obviously, you're driving.
Yes.
Are there two cars? I pray you were driving because I heard there was some loaded frows. At the Cher show.
Yeah.
They were loaded. Were they funny?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Were they all drunk and singing their songs in the car on the way there?
Some were. Not everybody.
How many stops did you have to make it?
Could you be any more vague, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, what? Listen, I'm trying to solve a puzzle here.
I'm going to answer in one-word responses. I do this
maybe.
A lot.
Well, you want to know?
Are you afraid that they're listening? That
you're
being incriminated?
Did anything funny happen? I mean...
Anything funny?
Yeah, I mean, anything
odd? Anybody lose any articles of clothing or anything?
Yeah.
No, there were no articles except for maybe a feather boa here and there.
Were they wearing a feather boa?
A couple were.
Oh,
why?
See?
Really?
That is so stupid.
You know what she is? She's the female Jimmy Buffett. They wear parrots.
Good.
She wears boas.
That is genius.
She is not the female Jimmy
Buffett.
She
is irrelevant.
She the weak-minded
has got
woman
so
in
much
yay.
More
no,
than
she doesn't.
Jimmy Buffett ever
no.
thought about.
Give
him.
Me, you know what, Danny?
Did Jimmy Buffett ever win an Academy Award?
If you had your choice between Margaritaville and...
Do you believe it?
That.
Give me Margaritaville.
Me too, 100 times over.
100 times over.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now here's a freaking song.
Good thing living on sponge cake.
Living on sponge cake.
Good thing we didn't send you after Jimmy Buffett's greatest
boy,
rock. You'd have brought all of his campfire songs, and it wouldn't even have this on it.